Sectarian violence in Iraq has mostly subsided. We're talking about the divisions between Sunni Muslims and Shia Muslims, which turned into terrible bloodshed after Saddam Hussein was thrown out of power in 2003. The question of sect is still an important part of people's identities, even if the streets are a little quieter. That question even permeates decisions about food. NPR's Kelly McEvers has this report on sectarian chicken.
Full disclosure, we first heard about this story in our own kitchen here in Baghdad. For months, we were eating a brand of chicken called sadia. It's produced abroad and distributed in this region by predominantly Sunni Arab countries. Bashir Ahmed, who does a lot of the cooking, says all of a sudden, sadia was forbidden.
The majority here, they told me, we're not going to eat sadia anymore. So if you bring sadia, you have to tell us in advance so we do not eat it. So I had to bring kafil.
Kafil brand chicken has been sanctioned by the Shiite religious establishment. The majority of Iraqis who work for the news organizations in this building are Shiites. So Bashir had to change his chicken. The issue here is whether the meat is halal, whether it's been slaughtered according to Islamic rules. Both sadia chicken and kafil chicken are produced in Brazil, so no one can be sure if they're Islamic or not. Sunnis trust their people, who say sadia chicken is okay, and Shiites trust their people, who say kafil chicken is okay. At a wholesale market in East Baghdad, the first thing you see in the chicken section is a big poster with the fatwa, or religious ruling that sanctions kafil chicken. But many people say the religious institution that issued the fatwa is also profiting from the boost in sales of kafil chicken. Shop owner Abu Suhair says that's wrong.
This should not be a money issue. It should be a way for the religious establishments to help poor people.
It's common to complain about corruption in Iraq, but it's actually impolite to overtly talk about sectarianism, says Shuruk Abayachi, who heads an Iraqi think tank.
For me and for other Iraqis, we hate this word, sectarian. We hate it. We avoid to announce it anymore or to have it in our speech.
Instead, most conversations take place in code, with phrases like certain people or our way of doing things. Abayachi says sectarianism isn't about violence anymore. It's about identity. But it's the violence that brought out that identity, that made people think about themselves in a way they never did before. Women who didn't used to wear hijab wear it now, maybe to signify they're on one side or the other. Families think twice about marrying their daughters to someone from a different sect. And neighborhoods are segregated. All this means there's still mistrust, that people are still guarded. In other words, if you're a Sunni, you just wouldn't walk into a store in a predominantly Shiite neighborhood and ask for sadia chicken. Back in our kitchen, we've decided to buy chicken from Turkey as a kind of compromise. But that's not good enough for reporter Laith Hamoudi.
Turkey is not, I don't know, but I don't trust Turkey. I don't really trust them.
So are you going to get to a point, though, where we have, like, okay, here's kafil for you and sadia for you?
I hope we don't reach this thing.
He hopes we don't get to that point. Yet, as of now, the issue remains unresolved. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.